Mayor Andrew Cremata, thanks for joining us today. Let's talk about all of the developments in Skagway. A lot came out of the most recent assembly meeting, including an assessment of landslide potential above the railroad dock. What's the latest happening down there?
The assembly approved the expenditure to bring in our own engineers slash geologists to have a hard look at the area above the railroad dock where all the landslides have been happening. Obviously, anybody who has been down there has seen that large overhanging rock, but there's a much larger area up there that has been compromised. You know, we learned recently that that area is slipping away from the mountainside, 1.5 to 2 inches per year. And so obviously with that kind of movement, there's great concern about safety of people under the dock there. So we're going to be taking a hard look at that.
And is there anything that needs to be done or that can be done to help prevent people who work underneath that area from being injured by a landslide?
Well, obviously, you know, these landslides aren't happening all the time, but I mean, the only way to be 100% safe down there is to not be underneath it.
So is there a plan to move the staging area from, you know, right at the end of the dock to, let's say, the small boat harbor?
I think that's something we're going to be tackling right away. Obviously, we're going to have to work in conjunction with White Pass. They have the rail easement, and so I know a lot of the gathering areas for people who are taking shore excursions and tours are on that land or on the dock. So, you know, you have other issues underneath of that area, including the fuel tanks from Petro. There's a tour sales booth down there, the bathrooms. It's a major staging area, so there's a lot we have to look at, and it's in its stages of infancy of looking into it, but it is a number one priority for us right now.
Staying on the waterfront, the port development 30% design plans have been made public. What are those plans looking like?
Well, they look great. You know, it's an ambitious timeline, but at the same time, this is a multi-year process. It's already been going on for quite a while. And so KPPF presented the Port and Harbor Committee in the assembly with the 30% plans, and it looks great. It's good to see that we're progressing and staying within budget.
Are those plans available online for people to go see?
Absolutely, yeah. They were included in the assembly meeting packet.
On the skagway.org. Let's move on to the clinic board. Your resolution was passed to allow funding for some training for the volunteer board. Tell us more about that.
Well, so I went through all of the onboarding materials for the clinic board last week and came to the conclusion that it's going to be necessary to make sure that every board member who serves is empowered to fully understand their role as a board member and the liabilities they incur by being a board member. It's not to say that all of the clinic problems fall squarely on the shoulders of the board, but the way I look at it is this is a clean slate. We're going to empower every board member to be the best they can be. And if we have a highly functioning board, in turn, we're going to have a highly functioning clinic. There's also training for the assembly and mayor on there so that we can interact with the board in a more positive way.
And finally, Princess's Medallion Program, which is this kind of cashless, credit cardless pay system that would cost participating businesses in Skagway up to 18% plus city tax plus tips. What happened with the ordinance brought by Assemblyperson Potter?
It passed the first reading, so it was a 4-2 vote, so there's, you know, a couple of dissenting opinions, but that's a healthy way for democracy to work. Obviously, the overwhelming majority of business owners are in favor of this action, so there's a couple of weeks to make some tweaks to the ordinance, and then it'll come before the assembly for final approval at the next assembly meeting.
And one of those dissenting views, Assemblyperson Bass commented that how much are we going to regulate businesses from doing business?
I certainly respect that opinion and don't necessarily disagree the vast majority of the time. But, you know, another example of government regulating predatory type businesses would be payday loans, which numerous states have made illegal because they are predatory. So, you know, one could make the argument that, you know, it is the role of government to step in when business practices could be perceived as predatory.
Mayor Andrew Cremata, thank you so much for helping us stay up to date on what's happening in Skagway.
My pleasure. Have a great day.